My next guest is raising some really serious concerns around election transparency and integrity after King County Elections replaced the primary tabulation server. This is the main component of getting our votes tallied. And they did it without informing the party, and they did it without a security camera that was operational at the time that they were doing these tests. Joining me on the line to discuss is Matthew Patrick Thomas. He's the chairman of the King County GOP. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me back on.
This certainly sounds pretty alarming on the surface.
It is. Basically, they just swapped out an engine on a race car mid-race and then didn't tell anyone about it, not the Republicans, the Democrats, or the Secretary of State, and said, hey, nothing to see here. You're like, what?
Are they supposed to?
Yes. So what happened is the primary server, this is during this primary election this year a month ago, was having issues. So they swapped it out and put to a backup server. But the problem is they didn't tell anyone about it. They didn't tell the two major political parties. They didn't tell the Secretary of State, which technically they don't have to tell the Secretary of State if there's not a statewide election on there. But then luckily we had one of our observers down there the next day going, who are the guys in the server room? You're not supposed to have people in the server room in the middle of an election. Oh, yeah, well, we're using a backup server now. You're like, what? Wow. And now technically they're not required by law to tell you about swapping out a server. That's not in our RCWs. There's a couple RCWs to deal with that. But they are required to do this thing called logic and accuracy test, an LNA test, which only takes like an hour, Jason. It's not even that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, you go, hey, Democrats, hey, Republicans, come on down. We're going to do this test. And you guys both say it's good to go. Like I say always, like elections are like launching a nuclear code. Make sure both parties have their hand on the trigger there and they can both do it at the same time. We agree. And then we go forward and there's no problem. But the problem is they didn't do that. Then we said, okay, well, you're supposed to notify us. Did you do the test? Yeah, we did the test. All right, well, just send over the video footage on that test. We're good to go. Oh, the cameras are broken. And you're like, what? Are you kidding me?
That's nuts.
Are you serious right now? And so I was just dumbfounded that this day and age, with all the mistrust and elections going on nationwide, that they somehow thought it was okay in King County to swap out a server mid-election, not tell anyone about it, and then, oh, by the way, the cameras aren't working either. You're like, this is insanity. And we can't, as a political party, stand for it. And I think the Democrats would stand with us on this one as well. If you want to have people trust in our election system, can you do the little extra step about calling the parties and let them know that make sure the server is legal? We just had an election. The fact is we just had an election in Washington State done on a server that wasn't compliant with Washington state law, period. So they screwed up big time.
And to me, you know, you often hear not just out of King County with Julie Wise is the person in charge, but you hear from different county officials basically saying, don't worry, we're going to be as transparent as humanly possible. We're doing this because we want to disprove that there's anything untoward going on. And it's not even like you're accusing anyone of doing something untoward. You're making just a pretty reasonable request, which is, hey, give us the heads up like you're supposed to. And it certainly isn't a good look when the surveillance footage wasn't recorded because the camera doesn't work. Like that does breed theories about what this is really about.
Absolutely. And that's what I even told the Secretary of State's office. I'm like, you wanted a conspiracy. She's writing it for you. You're not telling anyone what you're doing. And the cameras are turned off. And we didn't test the thing either. Or we did test, but the cameras were turned off. Like this is not good. And everyone in King County should be concerned. And the one thing about Director Wise is that this isn't her first rodeo. She's been doing elections for years and mm-hmm. years. I mean, she knows better. And in politics, Jason, you know, too, is that especially in my role, I'm always tiptoeing around because you're going, OK, is that going to be construed this way? Or mm-hmm. is that candidate have a path that we don't know about? You just kind of always making sure you don't make your own landmines. And here she is just walking through a minefield going, nope, nothing to see here. We'll swap out the server. Shh. No one talked about it. Yeah, we did a test. Don't worry about that either. It's like it's literally to be that callous is just irresponsible and I'm still dumbfounded that they somehow thought that they were going to get away with this as well. I mean, don't forget, we never did find out. It was only after our observers saw a guy in the server room. I think they thought like, okay, just get it fixed and don't tell anyone. It's like, seriously? It's 2023. And we're going into 2024 elections. This is next year and this crap was going on. People will lose their minds.
Oh, 100%. What did they tell you over at Julie Wise's office?
Well, when we sent the original letter, I basically said, hey, you messed up. Here are the codes. You know, you got to notify us when you're doing this thing. And we consider ourselves partners with King County Elections, both the Democrats and Republicans. We are partners, but you're not telling your partner about a major issue that happened, and now you're out of compliance with state law. They come back saying, yeah, well, we'll do better next time. And we're going to put these new things in. We'll test the server, the backup server next time, so we're all good to go. And so I was kind of going, all right. I mean, I think they're working with us. But when it went to the next levels, I'm like, good, then just send us that footage of you doing that test and make sure this thing was in compliance with state law, and the cameras are broken or not working. And it's not our fault. That's King County facilities. Like, when you're running an election, can you make sure the server's legal and can you make sure the cameras are on? I mean, what are we talking about
here?
No
kidding. And there's no evidence to suggest that they told the Democrat Party either, correct?
I do not believe they were told either, because the Secretary of State office wasn't told. I know in a meeting with the Citizen Election Oversight Committee in King County had a meeting, and the Democrat representative on there had not heard of it as well. So this was no one got told about this. And again, we luckily had an observer down there that saw someone in the server room. I mean, this thing writes itself. It's insane. I mean, surprised Jeffrey Epstein wasn't in that server room there with the cameras turning off too. But it's nuts.
What are you asking for now?
I want an investigation. I want an investigation of how, you know, all this happened before she wrote back a letter. But I want the Secretary of State to really go, you cannot allow behavior like this for elections in Washington State, especially in King County. Don't forget about the Rossi election. So I want an investigation on there. And then the other thing, Jason, I think that's already happening is that King County Elections now knows that the King County Republican Party is watching them. And we're going to watch them even more. So I guarantee that she's not going to try ever to do this again, at least while I'm around, and especially not next year. We're going to be all over them because that's what you're supposed to do. And it's nothing about calling it fraud or can you just color with inside the lines? Can you just do things by the book? Can you just do things the right way? And especially when it comes to elections. And on this one, I don't think they could have screwed it up any worse than they did. We just had an election done on a server that wasn't compliant with state law. And that's a big no-no. And then
why wasn't
no
it compliant
for your test?
Why wasn't it compliant?
Because it wasn't the thing hadn't gone through its logic and accuracy test. It hadn't gone through its certification, basically.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a license on a car, you can't go down the road. If you don't have a certified election server, you can't take that thing down the road and run an election on it. That's why we have oversight. And that's why we have these laws, is to make sure that the thing is compliant. And there is no hokey pokey stuff going on. But right now, we don't know. So I still don't know if they did that test. There's no footage of it. They said they did it.
If they did another test,
they didn't tell it.
If they did another test and they allowed everyone in, would that at least satisfy some of your concerns?
Yes, for now. But the main thing is the behavior, too. I mean, you can't – if you're going to be running elections, this is the bedrock of our democracy. It's everything. I mean, troops go off to war and give up their lives for this country. They want to be able to come home and at least know that the population is electing the right people, and it's done legally and transparently. That's not – when you do stuff like this, it just breathes into that
100%.
Distrust of elections. This is could not have been any more non-transparent, Jason.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're bringing attention to this, because I don't think anyone would have figured this out if not for – volunteers with the King County GOP being able to sort of initially track this down and say something doesn't seem right here. I'm glad you're doing the work. We're going to reach out to Julie Wise's office. We're going to reach out to the Secretary of State. We're going to push for some answers on this because, again, to your point, no one is accusing anyone of like trying to steal elections or whatnot. But we are saying you need to be upfront and clear about this so that there aren't, in fact, any reason for someone to challenge whether or not an election was done fairly. And I think that these actions, as you outline them, certainly paint the picture that can easily be taken to mean that they're not doing things on the up and up. So we'll look into this and try to figure out what exactly is going on. And in the meantime, I hope everyone checks out kcgop.org to learn how you can help out with the King County Republican Party. We've been talking with the chairman, Matthew Patrick Thomas. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Jason. Thanks.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show.